are the three things that almost all business owners and entrepreneurs struggle with? This was the exact question that I asked my accountability coach from Commit Action last week. And in this video, I want to share the answers that he gave and some potential solutions that you can implement if you struggle with these things as well. The story behind this is recently I started working with a coach from Commit Action. And if you're not familiar with Commit Action, this is an accountability coaching and productivity platform that is made specifically for entrepreneurs. And it was created by a gentleman. His name is Peter Shallard. He's known as the Shrink for Entrepreneurs. And he has spent a decade working as a psychologist, but also working as a coach directly with some of the top entrepreneurs, some of the ultra successful entrepreneurs. And they've basically created this platform and this accountability and productivity ritual that people like me and you potentially can implement. And I've started working with the coach and it has been amazing so far. I've got really good things to say, but I asked my accountability coach last week just that exact question of what are the three things that most business owners and entrepreneurs struggle with? Can you guess what they are? Well, let's talk about the first one. The first one is overwhelm. So I was not at all surprised by that one because I have had moments where I've been so overwhelmed in my entrepreneurial journey. And overwhelm is just that feeling of being unable or incapable of handling all of the demands that you have on your time. And when you think about what entrepreneurs do, there's so many different hats that you wear, especially if you're in an early stage, if you're a solopreneur like me, or if you're a service-based entrepreneur where you are creating a product or a service that really is very personalized. A lot of times it's like you are the product. You have to do sales calls. You have to do coaching calls. You have to create content. You have to manage your books. There's just so many different things that it can just become so overwhelming. And I have experienced this so many times that when I work with a lot of my clients, the phrase that I always teach them is overwhelm is a lack of clarity. And that is one phrase that you can always come back to if this is something that you struggle with. But I think if you are somebody who struggles with overwhelm, besides repeating that mantra, one of the biggest realizations that you can make is to realize that you can't do it all. You just can't. There's too many things. There's always going to be something else to do. Knowing that you're not going to be able to do it all, you need to bring yourself back to the present moment and ask yourself, what are the one or two or three most important things for me to do today, this week, and this month? That is the solution to that problem. Obviously, there's a lot more that you can do, but in this short video, that's like the one thing that I would recommend. The first thing that he said that people struggle with is overwhelm. The second thing that he said that people struggle with is time management. And time management is a big one because a lot of us started our businesses to have complete time or financial freedom. And with a lot of freedom comes a lot of different ways that you can spend your time. And since you're the boss, since you're running the show, there's nobody who's really telling you what you need to do by when. A lot of the deadlines are self-imposed. And with great freedom comes time management is a big one because a lot of us started our businesses to get the time and the financial freedom and to not have somebody telling us what to do. And so especially if you are a solopreneur or somebody who is just a very small team, then there's really not going to be anybody who's telling you what to do. There probably aren't going to be any sort of deadlines that you need to hit. Most of those deadlines are going to be self-imposed. So it's going to be easy for you to just slip and say, you know what, I'll just do that tomorrow, or I'll do it next week, or yeah, kind of have an idea of what I need to do. I'll just figure it out on the fly. But anytime that I have found myself in that place, that is when it actually adds to the overwhelm. Because if there's this never-ending list of all the things that you need to do, and there's no real set schedule or plan for achieving it, that's when the overwhelm can really take over. And it's all because of this poor time management. If you're somebody who struggles with time management, the solution here is to take time outside of the execution of your everyday week and focus more on the high level strategy. Think of yourself as like a general who's planning the war and is really planning like what the actual strategy is for attack. Look at your week from a higher level before you get into it and think about, what does a successful week look like from 1 to 3 things? List out those weekly goals and those weekly tasks, and then spend the time to set up a schedule Monday through Friday for when you are going to work on those key tasks. I found that when I take 30 minutes or 60 minutes to plan my week and actually come up with that schedule, then that's when I just feel so much more clarity and so much more confident about the week and about what I'm going to do in the next week. That is the second thing. And then when I asked him what was the third thing that most entrepreneurs struggle with, he said that they rely too much on motivation and they don't understand their why. In the first call with my coach, what we started to talk about is not just what is the vision for my company, but why is that important? And why is it important even multiple times and multiple levels? And we got to a point where what I realized is the reason why I'm creating this content and coaching is because I never want somebody to feel the way that I did when I was at my lowest point. Because in the early stages of my business, I felt so defeated, so like frustrated with myself that I wasn't following through on the things that I know I needed to do. I felt almost like trapped. I felt like depressed. I felt stuck. And it was the worst feeling that I've ever had. And now that I'm through that, and now that I've been able to get through that hard season, I want to be able to help other people so that they can avoid the mistakes that I made and so that more people can be successful in that way. There's a strong why, and then there's motivation. And like many of you know, like motivation is what most people try and turn to when they're feeling down or they don't feel like they have the energy to create content or to do outreach or to talk about and grow their business. But motivation is just fleeting. And for me, motivation comes from actually making progress towards my goals. That is going to be different than the actual why that you have. The why that you have, if you vocalize it and if it's front and center, that is going to be much more sustaining. It's going to be much more enduring and it's going to be much more long-term. And so when you're playing in this infinite game that is business and entrepreneurship, then you're going to need that why. Those are the three things that most business owners and entrepreneurs struggle with, according to the Commit Action coach that I have. He has worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs, so he's seen all of these people coming through, and it comes down to overwhelm, poor time management, and relying way too much on motivation versus knowing their why. And so as I bring it back to you, if you struggle with any of those three things, if you struggle with overwhelm, I want to share that you can adopt this mantra of overwhelm is the lack of clarity. If you struggle with time management, set aside that time outside of your week, 30 to 60 minutes, to plan a successful week before you get into it. And if you're struggling with motivation, realize that motivation isn't actually the problem. It's more so understanding, why did you get into this? Why is it important that you succeed? Who is going to benefit from your business? And focus more on the why rather than the business. And let me know, let's start the conversation, if there's anything that I missed or any advice that you have about those three areas: overwhelm, time management, and focusing on your why. Leave a comment below and let me know what you do to overcome it. Appreciate you all listening, and we'll see you all in the next one.